For one, it marks the near end of a long congressional career. For the other, maybe a new beginning. Retiring Congressman Barney Frank addressed delegates here last night. So did Senator John Kerry, with rumors swirling here that Kerry could be tapped to be the next Secretary of State in a second Obama term. WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov was with the delegates last night as both spoke and has this report.
At the Democratic National Convention this week, the Massachusetts delegation featured prominently. The late Senator Ted Kennedy was remembered. Governor Deval Patrick was the attack dog. Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren, the soft-spoken professor. Senator John Kerry was the elder statesman. And Congressman Barney Frank was the mythbuster. Last night he called Mitt Romney, Myth Romney, for all the things he promised that never materialized.
So if, in fact, Mitt Romney's private sector experience makes him the superhero of job creation, we would have seen that in Massachusetts. In fact, the record is that during his term, our job growth was only about 1.4%, which was a quarter of the national average.
Frank was greeted with a standing ovation, a farewell for a man who's retiring from Congress after 32 years. Then Senator John Kerry brought the convention hall to its feet with his vigorous defense of President Obama's global leadership.
Ask Osama bin Laden if he is better off now than he was 4 years ago.
Kerry, who's chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said the Romney-Ryan ticket is the most inexperienced foreign policy team in decades. And he jabbed at Romney for missteps overseas.
For Mitt Romney, an overseas trip is what you call it when you trip all over yourself overseas. You know, it wasn't a goodwill mission. It was a blooper reel.
Senator Kerry said that as a Vietnam veteran, he was particularly bothered by one thing that was missing from Romney's nomination acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention.
No nominee for president should ever fail in the midst of a war to pay tribute to our troops overseas in his acceptance speech. Mitt Romney was talking about America. They are on the front lines every day defending America, and they deserve our thanks.
The crowd roared its support as the night built to the main event, President Barack Obama.
We pull each other up. We draw strength from our victories, and we learn from our mistakes, but we keep our eyes fixed on that distant horizon.
And the Massachusetts delegation loved what he had to say, according to party chairman John Walsh.
Blown away. You know, the president really laid out the case, and he laid out the challenge to us to bring this message and have those conversations with people and explain the differences.
Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley was one of the two delegates who cast the state's votes for Obama. Her takeaway from the convention is that President Obama needs allies, so it's more important than ever to get Elizabeth Warren elected to the U.S. Senate.
I think that in some ways it's very sobering because it reminds us of how much work remains to be done. In many ways, it renews and affirms us as a Democratic Party. I mean, there's a real sense of camaraderie and community.
Delegate Karen O'Donnell agrees. She says Massachusetts Democrats have two important tasks ahead: electing Warren and helping Obama win in New England.
New Hampshire and Massachusetts, they both are important races for Obama, so we're going to be working to bring a strong victory in all our New England states.
New Hampshire is a battleground state this election year, and to underscore this, both President Obama and his Republican rival Mitt Romney will be visiting the Granite State today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Meyerov at the Democratic National Convention.